It's a blustery day at the Ottumwa Airport. Planes are grounded by a low ceiling, but typically there might be 24 flights a day. 70 years earlier, this was farmland being converted into Iowa's busiest airport. It was just after Pearl Harbor, and Ottumwa was one of 14 naval air stations built to train pilots for aerial combat. Of the original 70 barracks, classrooms, hangars, and other buildings, only a handful remain, including the most important one.
This represents not only the efforts of the greatest generation, anybody who stepped on that base went into that building.
Ottumwa native Steve Black leads a group that wants to transform the old brick administration building into an air and space museum.
They would start there, possibly never having been in an airplane, and leaving there successfully able to fly a plane. Otherwise, they were washed out, and about a third of them were.
It was in March of 1943, just about where I'm standing now, next to a flagpole in front of the admin building, there was a ceremony to commission the Ottumwa Air Station. Later, at an open house, 30,000 civilians from around Iowa came here to take a look. Nearly 5,000 pilots got their wings here after mastering the Boeing Stearman, a biplane trainer. Many students came here after pre-flight school at the University of Iowa. Elsie May Kofer wrote the history of the air station.
Well, if you've ever heard a Stearman airplane, it's not quiet. I interviewed one fellow who had come into the base and saw 150 planes taking off from one mat and 150 taking off from another mat, just like eight in a row, one right after the other, going to the air. He said it looked like bees coming out of a hive.
There were so many planes in the air at once that the Navy rented farmland to build 18 auxiliary fields for takeoff and landing practice. Accidents were common, fatal crashes less so. There were 17 deaths in 600,000 hours of flying.
There's always a roar in the air because even inside the buildings you would hear the roar.
90-year-old Harold Marsh baked pies in the commissary and remembers how he had to fight for a special gas ration card to commute home to Eldon. He argued his case with Richard Nixon.
I sat down behind it in front of his desk three times before he ever gave me the B card. Yeah, he didn't even have his uniform ironed, but
He didn't have his uniform ironed?
His wife wasn't here yet.
28 years later, Air Force One landed at Ottumwa, and President Nixon dedicated Lake Rathbun. Other famous graduates include Jesse Brown, the Navy's first black pilot, and astronaut Scott Carpenter. Women played crucial roles.
The waves played a big part in that base. They're up there in the control tower. They're helping pack parachutes.
We had some of the first aviation machinist mates who graduated from that first class of women in that capacity.
Volunteers are already gathering exhibit materials, period flight manuals, and old training films when actor Robert Taylor was an instructor.
No, if there were any rules in flying, you could boil them down to this. Learn to recognize what's happening to the plane.
The Stearman biplanes vanished from the skies over southern Iowa in 1945. But if fundraising goes well, the preservation group hopes to bring one back in time for the museum's opening in 2017, the air station's 75th anniversary. In Ottumwa, I'm Rick Fredrickson, Iowa Public Radio News.